one is meaner to little me egg than, my, buddy. Than my gay coworker. He's so mean to me for no reason. Then he just goes, I'm joking. No, he
Gosh, yeah.
And he's one of my favorite coworkers. He's awesome.
We're talking about Abby. On tour.
Fuck these bitches.
You knew it.
In the bathroom about 3 whole hours, getting real high, passed
out
on the floor.
Dude, there's so many songs of theirs that I didn't realize that I knew. Yeah. And they were playing them.
I know,
like, oh my god.
Amount.
I say,
who's that?
3-6 Mafia.
Oh,
sad. On tour.
All right, we're taping. Here we go.
Are we recording?
Oh, yeah. I always hit record.
Hello.
Because I'll forget to
we have
do
to intro
it.
This.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I hit myself in the head.
Oh, my God. I think that
seizure
I have...
Of,
yeah. The
seizure,
the
I hardly know her.
Bree's arms started to shake
Greg.
A little
yeah.
bit. That's when I knew I had hit it exactly the right number of times.
Bree's going to kill. Oh.
I think if that was paint or a burst... vein.
Do you have a burst vein on your
no,
leg?
No, it's paint.
No,
is
paint.
It paint?
Oh, okay. She
Abby's
says
been
you.
Painting.
Abby has been painting the bathroom. Painting. It looks really good.
We're in the new studio today, and yep. Abby was here early painting the new bathroom.
Yep.
Breaking news.
And singing music.
Were you? Crazy. What were you listening to while you were painting?
All the bands that I just saw.
Set It Off.
Absolutely.
11th time yeah. seeing Set It Off. Is that a record?
Don't know.
Did they say something?
Contact Guinness.
It?
No, they didn't say. Yeah. I need to contact them on TikTok. I should also send them.
Do they know you've seen them 11 times?
I don't know.
Did you
probably
like
not.
Meet and greet with them?
No. Met and greet with somebody else though.
Hey.
And this episode is about Sonic. That too. This episode's about Sonic Temple.
You went on a concert binge thing, but let's go around the room first. Hey, you.
Hi.
Who are you?
Greg's pointing at me, which indicates that I'm myself.
I'm pointing at your coffee, not you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm Zoe. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, Village Idiots with a Z. The Z's there because of me.
No.
Okay. Hi, I'm Greg. I'm
Greg. Randomly tried to clock someone.
The host. I'm a host.
I'm the host.
I'm a host on the show. Yes, I'm a host on the show, and I have a headache. Yep.
Oh,
but
yes,
Bree got me some Advil, so we're good.
Yeah, both of us took some pain meds because we're old and sore, and
popping pills before
I
the show.
Probably have a pinched nerve, and my name is Bree.
We were literally popping pills before the show. Yes, because my shoulder hurts. I played tennis this morning. Boo, boo, boo.
My life is so hard.
I slept and then
I
woke up.
So
my life is so hard.
I play tennis and now it hurts.
I slept and now I want to die.
Oh.
KMS.
Zoe would know a thing or two.
I would know a thing or two.
Bree's on the show. Hey, Bree.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You have great posture.
Thanks. It might be slowly killing me.
Okay.
Okay.
I can move that mic.
That's why I have that pinched nerve is because I never relax.
Bree, I feel
that's
like I haven't seen
is.
You in a while.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
I saw you in passing on the stairs.
Yes.
But
she was trying to skip town with her hot pink suitcase.
Oh. I was. I always try to skip town and they always bring me right back.
And they find you.
They find me and bring me back. I'm not
like,
allowed to leave.
Come back.
Yeah.
Who else is on the show today?
Hi, I'm Abby. Don't make me crabby or I'll throw hands. So,
hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm good.
This is actually a true statement.
I'm good now.
I'm good. Oh, you're good now. You weren't good before.
No, I was okay.
Are you tired?
I'm exhausted.
So you were away.
I was away.
Where
Not
were
that
you?
Far. Columbus.
Columbus?
Not that far.
Ohio?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What were you doing in Columbus, Ohio?
Listening to over 110 bands.
Oh my God, that's exhausting.
I wish I had the little step calculator because I know that that would have been off the scales because my legs genuinely feel more toned and I'm tan.
Did you get
really tan
into a mosh pit?
I was going to say, I noticed that.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's that what it's going to take right off.
Because I would know I'd be caught.
I'm a victim.
I'm sorry.
Well, we can
we'd use the evidence in court.
Yeah, we'll simulcast on OnlyFans. It'll be great.
Oh,
no.
Absolutely.
Oh. Absolutely not. Yeah. So why would you go to Columbus?
That's a real question. I don't like Columbus. Sorry, Columbusians. I have no idea.
Columbusians.
Columbus-i?
Named after the sailor. Yes. The famed sailor.
Christopher?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus.
Yeah,
tell us about your concert.
It was fun. It was all the bands did really well, except for Sick Puppies, unfortunately, but that wasn't their fault.
What happened?
Their sound was cutting out like every other word.
Oh. Just not good.
No, like equipment. It was literally silent. And we were like watching. Like I was in it was at the old stadium, the historic Crew Stadium or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I don't know Ohio things. So they had the big football field as one of the stages, and then they had three other stages. There was two that was connected, and then one that was kind of out by itself. So in the big one, that's where Sick Puppies was playing, and their sound was just cutting out. Like, and it was not worth seeing them. Like, it kind of sucked because I actually really liked them. But I was like, and I'm going to go stand in line for a different concert because I don't actually care right now about this.
So you're saying our sound production was better than Sick Puppies?
Yes, absolutely. They were having some sound issues throughout the weekend. I don't know what was up with that.
Greg's happy about this.
It's a win.
Yeah.
Tens of dollars worth of equipment has paid off.
Oh my God. Yeah. We had, unfortunately, Alice in Chains drop out as well as
Man in a Box.
Oh, that would have made me cry.
So they dropped out because the drummer got really hurt somehow. They haven't said.
Oh, you know what? I follow Alice in Chains on Instagram and I saw them post.
On purpose?
I love Alice in Chains. I really wanted to see them.
You don't like them.
I don't. Like, and I tried Man in a Box.
I tried to win you over by singing you an a cappella version of Man.
It made it
worse. If that didn't do it, then nothing will.
And I was going to say, exactly. If that didn't do it, I just don't know what else to
do. It reminded me of why I don't like
them. I guess I could bring my guitar and sing Nutshell. I guess that would...
I don't know if you guys would know, but Incubus was another band that was going to be there, but they dropped out.
Okay, so then, that's them? There. Okay, see, I didn't know that was
so
them.
So they were going to be there.
I know.
But they
what
dropped out.
What happened to them?
The lead singer was sick, and it's not worth listening to someone who's sick trying to sing. So
yeah, that's true.
They had Beartooth step in last second, which I didn't know that they're from Columbus.
That's the name of the band? Or is that the guy that stepped in to sing for the lead?
That's
for
the name of the new band. So they took over. So they actually did, they handled that really well, and it was nothing that could have been it's not like anyone didn't want to play. So they did the best of what they could. And I'm not upset with that at all. Saw Metallica.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never seen Metallica, but I bet they would be good.
They're not necessarily my favorite. Like, I like them for, like, the nostalgia-esque sake, but...
We're off to Neverland.
Yeah, but they played that one at, like, the last song. And apparently...
Is that their most popular... Do you think that's their most popular track?
Probably.
If you ask, like, some grandma, what's the Metallica song? Oh, like, is that the one that's in pop culture? Probably.
Enter Sandman?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that song,
it's used a lot.
I didn't stay till the end of Metallica because it was too late and I was already tired.
Like in a Honda commercial.
Hardcore Honda.
But apparently, the first night that Metallica played, when they did the last song, the crowd was so loud that it caused a 2.7 earthquake.
Nice.
What?
Absolutely.
Like, they were stomping up
and
down.
Excellent. Yep. That's excellent. Yep.
And it's like, it was all over the
That's good.
Yep.
You'd expect
so that was
kind of
cool. I mean, as we were driving, because I left a little early, I'm like, I got to do this again tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Oh, yeah. How many days was it?
Four. Did you drive back to Dayton? And
no.
Then okay.
No,
so you stayed there.
I had
there.
An Airbnb, yeah.
In Columbus? They have Airbnbs? That's neat.
It was nice. It was like a duplex. Mm-hmm. Couldn't really hear anybody else. It was cool. But it was kind of funny because I think that somehow somebody in like the little area that we were in, like the neighborhood, knew that we were going to Sonic Temple. So they left us like a little like radio station for like rock, like a thing on the windshield. I was like, oh, that's fine. That's kind of funny.
Is it a nice gesture or like
I think
creepy?
It was nice.
No, that's nice.
They're watching you and they know.
Nah,
they probably okay. I mean, there's like a 99.9% chance that if you're getting an Airbnb in Columbus, it's to go to this music festival.
Right.
On that weekend.
And well, we also had the tax. I don't remember if the tag or not was up, but you had the parking pass tag.
The last time I was in Cleveland, I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't been there yet.
And they had a whole bunch of stuff on Metallica. And one of the things that they had on display was the sheet of the notes where he was writing that song.
Oh, that's really cool.
Sandman. And it was neat because the way he did it is that they had spaces for like all the words.
Hmm.
Not the words. It's like the syllables.
Oh,
to
okay.
make it all like match.
That's
and you could
cool.
see where he had like written stuff in and then scratched it out. And put
okay.
stuff
yeah.
In
huh.
To make it. yeah. to write the lyrics for that.
Oh, okay.
No, cool. They did good. You know who surprisingly did really good? Alice Cooper.
Mm. Yeah.
Bro is like 100. And like ancient. Comes out with a snake around his neck. Is doing
oh!
like. Oh! Yeah, like a real snake.
Bite a
oh, yeah.
bat in half. Or
no,
like
that's Ozzy.
Oh, okay.
Good old Ozzy.
Ozzy.
He didn't know.
Yeah. Who's Ozzy. Been drinking all my beers?
My room.
You're the beer thief.
Hi, darling.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer
I've
thief.
I've said that. A terrible Somebody said that to me once.
Yes. But yeah, Alice Cooper is pretty cool. Rob Zombie did great. Yeah.
So Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne are different people?
Yes.
Okay.
You,
well,
mistakeable.
Really, they, I don't know if they've ever been in the same room together. Mm-hmm. So,
never know. But he did. Like, I was surprised. I was ready for him to not. But he was like up there, like fake, like jousting people and stuff. And there's this one bit that they do where they have their camera guy come up and start like harassing them for a bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and then they
okay.
Just,
make it. Yeah.
Alice Cooper just stabs.
Nice.
Nice.
And it's funny. They posted the video later, and it's just the guy running around being like, "Hi, hi, Alice Cooper. Hi, hi," and like running up to Jake. "Hi, hi. You're doing the drums. Hi, I'm here to take pictures. Hi."
And then he stabs him.
Wait, Alice. What are you doing? What are you doing? And then he's like, "No, don't stab me." It's just really funny to actually see the video.
Did he sing Poison?
He did sing
Poison.
That's
my favorite Alice Cooper song.
That's my favorite band from the 80s. Is that different?
Oh, yes. That would be very different. You would,
every rose has its thorn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Then there was mystery meet and greets. So you didn't know who you were going to meet, but it was free. So it was just like, if you just start lining up by the Metallica Burger Bar.
That is so
they had their
cool.
own. Yeah. So I was like, sure. And I was like the
and
second
didn't
person.
And it didn't cost
in line.
Anything?
No.
Who did you meet and greet?
So we didn't know until last second. And it was kind of cool.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Eminem.
That would have been cool.
Ariana Grande.
That would not have been cool. I would have left. I'm like, actually,
Bill
Eminem.
Bill Hader.
Nah.
Oh, I might.
It's a secret Bill Hader encounter.
So he started shaking. She's like, no.
She starts to get like.
You can't say that name around me.
But we had like this lot, like this huge line ended up forming. And we just see the band start walking through. And I was like, oh, wait. I think I do know who that is. And they come up and it's Of Mice and Men.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was
okay.
Really cool.
That
yeah,
cool.
That's super cool.
And they
cool.
were so nice. They were so nice. Like ridiculously like, hey, how are you doing today? Just like genuinely asking stuff. And then I was like, how was your guys' set? Did you have fun and stuff? And they were like super excited, super nice people.
That's cool.
So I have a picture with them. So I liked pretty much everybody that we saw.
But out of the 110 bands, you saw like 20.
Oh, I saw a lot more than that.
Really?
Oh, we would just like, so what we would do is if
did
we wanted to
stand in the middle and rotate around so you could see all three stages. And
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea, but we kind of like just like play it out and be like, we'll do 30 minutes here and then go there and do that. Like, just kind of like we had like a schedule and it would send you a notification every 10 minutes before a show would start. So you just like check the ones that you wanted to see and it would let you know.
So I didn't realize that like multiple ones were playing in different places.
At the
yeah.
same,
I was,
at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah.
Not that far though. To
that
be
makes
honest.
Sense with how many bands there are it's though. Because it, would, yeah, it yeah. would not have.
Did mm-hmm. you have any Sophie's Choice scenarios?
That's exactly what
there.
I was going
to You
ask.
Didn't know so, who to go see during
oh,
a certain time?
What do I do?
Yeah, it was between Bullet for My Valentine, which we saw. And
is
then,
that a band?
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. They're a bit older, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Not like super, but like.
And
they
my
were good.
And my Cam, you had to pick between those.
No, they weren't there. Not this time. And Grandson. I love Grandson. I love Grandson.
Yeah. You're just making up band names now.
No.
I know you are.
That was the best concert with Grand. Like, the best crowd was Grandson's
oh, okay.
crowd.
I liked For Yellow.
Sure.
I liked Yellow Chair. They were really good.
Yellow
and I liked White Table.
Okay, I was going to say, is it Blood in the Water?
It is.
Okay.
Is it Blood in the Water?
That
yeah.
song.
That's a great song.
I liked
that's
Retro
by
Sours.
Fiddle Leaf Fig, right?
No.
Is that or is that by Yellow Table? Yellow oh, Chair. Boy. Is that Yellow Chair?
I like Greg, that you're so your creative. Colors. You saw a Yellow Chair and you said that's by Yellow Chair.
I've seen
Chair.
Yellow Card.
I love Yellow. I love Lamp.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Do
oh,
you?
Okay.
Do you really
I
love
really
Lamp?
I really love the band Middle-Aged Man.
Okay.
Old guy who needs to shave.
No.
Sorry, Greg.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hopefully you don't love lamp too much, because if you look at it for too long, then you will wake up from your dream.
Yes, yep. That's true. There and are your four lights.
Was there a are lie. Four lights.
It felt like
life
a dream.
Could just be a lie.
Oh. It's shovel. Okay.
I love that song. That's by old guy still wearing his tennis clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's by old guy bright red shoes.
Yes, very bright tennis red shoes. Yes.
Old guy, you can see the pit stains.
Oh,
disgusting.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's a breakout one right there.
This is my tennis shirt. The best. I'm sorry. God. I apologize.
No.
Wow.
Bree said, we're all laughing and joking around. What if I ended this?
Yes. Okay.
What if I ended everyone?
Well, thanks everybody for joining us today on the Village Idiots last episode of the Village Idiots podcast.
But we haven't even got to the finale.
Oh, there's a lot there's, more coming. Yeah.
So you saw 110 bands. So you saw 110 bands.
Yeah. Okay. I was really excited for 3 Days Grace. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Because
it had the original singer and the new one.
Is that I Hate Everything About You?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Them and Riot and all the other ones.
You
like
know one song by every single
yeah,
person.
She knows them by the songs rather
I'm
than
so
the actual.
I get so proud every single time.
Well, who did? What is Yellow Card? What did they sing?
I don't remember. I've just seen them before.
Yellow Card?
Yes.
They sang.
I'm pointing, but I'm keeping my arms down so you don't see my pits.
They sang their hit song, Referee.
Yellow Card.
That's funny.
Oh, I got that soccer reference.
So,
thanks.
So I was considering going into the pit, as they say, the mosh pit, where
no,
you
don't do
gently
it.
Murder Gen- everyone around you.
Gently murder.
I don't like the look on the people's faces when they're in the mosh pit. They
honestly,
look angry.
I've been in a lot. This was the first time that I didn't go in any. I got enough issues.
It's too aggressive.
There's too high of a risk for injury.
Yeah, well, speaking of injury, warning, because I was like considering it and I was watching it and there's like this one main guy kind of pushing people around. As 3 Days Grace ended again, they were amazing. Can't complain. The guy that was had been standing next to us and went into the pit came back limping really bad and he's like shaking, like shivering.
Oh, like
I'm
in
like,
shock or something.
I was like, hey, what's up? And he goes, I don't know. I think my leg's broken. I was like, what? And he's like, I don't know. And he like shows us his knee and you can like see like it's
the bone.
Not oh, like no. actually like coming out, but like it was definitely
it was messed
had
up.
It had to be broken.
His
had
knee.
To,
wow.
Had
yeah,
to be.
That's
it was
not-
But he was like, he was okay. Like, dude seemed okay. Otherwise, he, I was
he
like,
was in shock, though. It seems like, as if you said he was shaking like that.
I know, yeah.
Shaking,
for him to walk yeah. over, I was like, hello. And then he was like, I was like, can I get you anything? He's like, do you have ibuprofen? I'm like,
I don't think
I don't, but it. Can I get you anything else? He goes, no, I think I'm going to be okay. And he ended up getting help. They have a med tent there.
I was gonna say there has to be tents
yeah
for that.
But that's why I was like, I don't know, everybody's a little intoxicated. I mean, he was yeah. too, which isn't an excuse, but like that's I was like meh.
Well, that'll mask the
yeah
pain,
see
too.
No, there's no
drunk,
way I would
big
I would
men?
Absolutely die
no. But you were fine everywhere else, like I was and
yeah
every, yeah and there's like a ton of kids there, and I mean like 4-year-olds and mm-hmm. stuff. They
that
were just fine
me.
That was just where they wanted to legally be
beat
able to
people.
Like beat each other
yeah.
apparently
yeah, because I've been in much yeah. gentler mosh pits. It was mm-hmm. just the first time that mm-hmm. I've had that issue.
You don't normally hear those words together.
Gentle mosh pit.
Gentle
yeah,
mosh
well, the ones
that's
that,
the name of a band.
Gentle mosh.
That
gentle mosh.
The ones at the Set It Off concerts I've been to, everybody's actually really. It's kind of just like bumping, like
start,
shoulders,
yeah.
right.
kind of.
And then you hand each other flowers.
Kind of, yeah. And then when someone falls, everybody stops, and like helps them up and stuff. Like
and squeals.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot more gentle than what I was witnessing. So I was like, yeah. I'm good on that. And then the other. Bigger issue that I know a lot of people are complaining about is the crowd surfers. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't mind crowd surfers. I don't. Yeah. There's a weight limit. There's got to be. And I mean this in the nicest yeah. way. This one guy next to me put it nicely. He goes, man, I don't mind crowd surfers, but these days they're bigger than usual. So... The thing is, oh, I am
it's
5 foot
like a super
three.
Tanker instead of a.
Oh my
boat,
god! It's like 300-pound yeah. people. Like no joke. Like
yeah.
actually,
it's
300-pound
like, yeah.
people.
Yeah, yeah.
What are
you
doing up there?
Hold that.
Like please, stay on the. I don't think that I should get up there, mm-hmm. and I'm not anywhere like close to these people. I'm like I'm not gonna do it. Because one, we're all on concrete. Absolutely not. Because
oh,
I heard horror
okay,
stories
then
about that.
Fall. Yeah, and then smash.
Well, that's
yeah.
the thing is, like, there were so many. I've never, and I've been to a couple festivals. I have never had this many scratch offers ever. And that's not really like most of the ones for like the most part when there was a ton, there was like kids and stuff. So everyone was really gentle, really trying to be very careful with these kids. But then I don't know what happened. There was so many at once that they started overlapping each other. Oh, and again, yeah, and I'm 5 foot three. I've got like a 10-year-old in front of me. They would like roll over each other. And the thing is, someone rolled over someone else right on top of me. And I didn't see that. And I see him come down. And I like instinctively put my hands up. Mm. I was able to catch his neck. Thank God. Mm. But I was like, he was looking at me with his eyes wide. I'm like, dude, I got you. I'm not going to let you fall. But like,
that's scary.
Yeah, no, I would not trust myself. It was too many people.
Yeah, it was too many.
I would drop.
I wouldn't want to crowd surf just because there's not a lot of places for people to put their hands.
Yeah, no, yeah, you did.
Oh, you're getting touched.
Yeah,
where I wouldn't. Yeah, I was gonna say, is this just a guy thing? I'd be like, this is so fun, and then I'd be like, oh, I'm getting groped.
I can't imagine doing that as a woman.
It was mostly women.
Really,
it was mostly women.
Yeah,
when you end at the crowd surfing, you're right in front of the band.
Yeah,
you go up to the front. Right.
So how do you get? Okay, so when I think crowd surfing, I think somebody jumping off the stage and crowd surfing out.
Mm-mm. That so happens how do you sometimes get up? Too, but
not at this.
How do you get up from the
someone
back?
Lifts you.
Yes, you have to ask. Be like, hey, I want up.
So somebody like lifts you up. So then it is more likely to be young women and younger people.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
I crowd surfed at an Imagine Dragons concert.
Oh, that'd be good.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was before they were really big, and they had at Mizzou back in Columbia. They had a free concert there. And there actually weren't that many people there, but I did crowd surf.
Enough to crowd surf.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And that was a pleasant experience because, you know, number one, it's Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. Most of their fan base isn't going to be.
What's a song by them that I would know?
Believer.
I'm not going to say it again for you, Greg. Don't look
Radioactive.
At me.
Radioactive.
It's the only reason you're on this show, so you can sing for me.
Radioactive.
Yeah. I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones. Enough to make my sister glow.
You're what?
Enough to make my sister glow.
I feel like I just got
Abby's attacked. Glowing. Are
I'm
you glowing?
Doing something. She's radioactive. That's why.
That's fine. I'll take
it. I also had a taser in my pocket, though, while I was.
And it went off?
No. Okay. But that
Don't
was.
Don't spray coffee on my new couch. Don't do it.
Like the record show, I did not.
Okay,
good. I know. My mother is like, you're going to a concert. An Imagine Dragons concert. Here's a heavy
taser
to just have in
your
pocket.
Here's a 38. Enjoy. Have a fun time.
I didn't need a taser.
Anyone tries to grope,
well, if you're crowd surfing, are you on your top or on your bottom?
You can flip. Like,
I was on my on
your back. Yeah. That seems more safe.
I wouldn't want to flip.
People were flipping. I mean, you couldn't help it, though.
Yeah.
So people would like,
so
sometimes
you
get bounced.
You.
And so some people, I just see them start flipping. I'm like, oh my God.
My experience was very gentle and very pleasant.
Well, because everybody, it was like the worst day was Sunday, the last day. So everybody's already really tired. And then, like, it was so hot. It was finally the first day that was hot.
Yeah.
So it was hot. Everybody's already tired. And there's
sweaty.
Like 20 people in the air at
pit
the same
stains.
Time.
They're probably like, get
a lot
away
of pit
from
stains.
Me. And
well, that's what we ended
like,
up doing is
rolling,
trying to like throw them away.
Yeah.
We're like, get away.
You're like
away.
Spike them like volleyballs.
Yeah. I ended up getting
so they were
pissed.
Getting.
Yeah. I was getting pissed at the end of that because I watched Harry get a boot to the eyeball.
No. Poor Harry.
No. I love Hollywood Undead. They did great.
Oh,
yes,
they're good.
I like them.
I love them. They're so good.
Yeah. What's your favorite song?
Cactus in a Pot.
Greg, you're acting. Nope. I knew the minute you said you loved them. You have no idea who.
Abby pulled one of those old men asking
writer.
Women about the band on their t-shirt.
I saw
Name
a
song.
Mischievous.
Name a song.
Can you tell if I'm acting or not?
Yes.
What song would they have sung that I would know?
Undead, Everywhere I Go. Everywhere I Go.
Always know
that Charlie Sheen has got a that he loves to show.
No,
when I start drinking, does all my thinking want to be seen with me, and I like their big fake D cups with extra filling.
I like how you guys are censoring yourselves.
It's nice. I don't have to do it later.
That's really good. And we like censored.
Zoe doesn't want to have to bleep it out later, so she's doing it now.
I hate bleeping.
She can put a little dolphin noise over it.
Oh, God.
Was that a good dolphin noise?
Thanks for all the fish.
That was something. Oh.
That's a good book.
Yeah. So I was going to say injury warning.
Again?
Zoe. Yeah.
More?
Because I didn't say it. Yeah. This was a different one.
More? Well, back on the crowd surfing.
Oh, yeah. That was about the crowd surfing.
Okay, good. When people jump and they jump onto the crowd and they're too big, why doesn't the the seas just part like for Moses.
But they do let them smash.
I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen when people jump.
If you don't think someone can lift you, stay on the damn ground and don't get mad at other people
for dropping.
For not being able to lift you. I'm 5'3". I'm surrounded by like 6 foot men. And so that was one of the problems is they'd be like passing someone over.
And you wouldn't see until
No, that's not the problem. Oh, okay. Because you would turn around and say heads up. But the problem is if they're over me, the person's going to drop.
I see what you're saying.
So I had two people fall on my neck because of it. And that
I want to hear your bad news first. The worst band. The one you like the least.
Oh my God.
I don't really.
Did you have cherry coke and that's the noise it makes after you had cherry coke?
I don't. I would say that the thing is I saw all the bands I wanted to and I don't. I can't really complain about them. There was. It was kind of cool. One of the bands, their merch that they had. So the band name is Shadow of Intent and their merch was.
They're great.
Their merch was Shadow the Hedgehog.
Love it.
Which is really funny because it's a metal band. And so it's just like, it's not what you would think.
Yeah.
I got to see Angel Maker and I was happy about that there.
Angel Maker?
Yes.
That's the band?
Yeah. They're a metal band from Canada.
I feel like your tone is very patronizing over there.
Yeah, he's being mean.
It is not. It is not. It is extra patronizing.
Being mean. I'm crying.
Unless it's Poison from the 80s.
Yeah, go ahead. Make fun. I'm old. Yeah. It's fine.
Unless every rose has its thorn.
That's
Greg
a great
has
song.
No idea. Wait, what's another song I like by them?
Yellow Card?
Oh, no. It's been a while since I've listened.
Motley Crue.
I like Motley Crue. Okay, good. Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yep, Zoe. What about Linkin Park? Because I saw them.
That's good.
Yeah, I like Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6 Feet
with
Under.
The,
that's
with
a
the,
great song.
New singer.
The girl singer, yeah, I like. Yeah. She's people complain about
Wait,
her too
so
much.
Linkin
really
Park
like
has a new singer? Because the guy, did he pass away?
Yeah.
So he just killed himself.
I was trying to be sensitive about
it. He did pass away.
Did he pass away?
Oh, okay.
Of his own volition?
Of his own accord. Yes.
Okay. Chester was a great man.
Yes.
Saying that.
That's just sad.
But
just sad.
The new singer, she did. I really liked her. People were like, oh, it doesn't give the same blah, blah, blah.
Is it a different take on the song?
Or no,
she
not
try
really.
To copy
she tries to do like
doing?
The raw voice.
She, yeah,
and she's very,
pretty good
like,
at it. And it's not easy to do. Like the kind of growl to the voice.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah.
It's like Evanescence. She's got a great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's that, who's that lady?
I don't know her name.
She's got a great voice.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her actual name.
So
why are you giggling at my reference?
Because it's a malicious giggle.
I had a flashback to when
oh my God.
Are you going to sing Evanescence?
To when she was the lead singer of Evanescence.
I tried to karaoke Wake
Oh no.
Wake
oh, you told me about that.
Wake me up.
Wake me up before you go-go? By Wham?
So,
is that what you're trying to do?
I was, all right. First of all, I couldn't hit those notes sober. I really couldn't hit those notes drunk. And it's a memory that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
So wait, you tried to sing Evanescence and it was a fail.
Yeah.
And you feel embarrassed by that.
I do.
Still, years later.
Yeah. Oh, not years.
Wait, and you said you weren't sober
yesterday.
At the time. So you,
I was
the,
not sober
the embarrassment
at the time.
Was strong enough that even inebriated.
Even
you
inebriated.
Still
still remember it.
Even inebriated, I stepped off the stage feeling like I had just like.
It
like
sobered you up real quick.
Did
like,
you
that's
crowd?
How I felt.
Did you crowd surf off the stage?
I tried. No one caught me.
Oh, well,
she's like,
I'm
well, this is what I deserve.
No,
and then you reenacted the Cannibal Corpse
no.
merch.
No, not Cannibal Corpse.
I don't know what that is.
Shadow of Intent. Mm. Cannibal Corpse. I like the lead singer. I can't listen to their music. It's just grody. He's really
Cannibal
talented.
Corpse? Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense with a name like that, but... Yeah, there's just
grody
certain...
is a good word for that. Thank you.
I
makes
like
you feel unclean.
Kind of, yeah. That's yeah. That's like really gross. So I actually like metal because it's an insane talent. I don't even know how they do that. And watching it live, how are you not messing it up? Like I don't get how they can perfectly like hold their
and then
voice,
still
to
be
do
able
that.
To talk.
And like completely normal.
Yeah, like
Poppy
the...
was there too.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love She's, Poppy.
You don't
That's
know
a great
who
band.
That is.
She's I love the... that. Is that
Hi.
A great band?
Hi, I'm Poppy.
Oh, like the Poppy from.
Hi, I'm Poppy.
The like she was on YouTube, right?
Yes. It's the
oh,
same. That,
okay.
So she's a metal singer.
Oh,
it was for
wait,
that. It
okay,
was like a,
I didn't
was,
know that.
So it was like a social experiment, quote unquote. She was like trying to gain followers, and now she.
I never followed through with that. I just knew the kind of weird videos, but.
But yeah, she would go
become
from,
a
yeah,
small
should,
to get more followers. I should do
act
that.
Like a small girl until people recognize
God, she's
you. And
scary!
Then you,
oh my God!
What when I did that?
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah.
I don't like that.
Or my Jawa impression.
I didn't like any of it.
Okay, good.
Oh,
whatever went just went on. Let's have less of that.
Okay.
You heard, man.
Yes.
I someone who had a really, really good performance who I was waiting for was Iceman Kills. They do
Bikini Kills. I know that.
No, definitely the opposite of that. They do
movie soundtracks.
No, not movie. No. It's just horror movies specifically, but they do show to go with it. So they do like, they'll reenact like the scenes from Psycho and the scenes from whatever. And it's incredible to watch this guy sing while acting like fully on stage. Not like his voice isn't even wavering.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's.
What's the name of the band?
Ice Nine Kills.
All their songs.
Kills.
Ice Nine. Yeah. Two words? Ice Nine Kills.
Ice Nine Kills, yeah.
I'm going to look them up.
Are all of their songs.
YouTube?
Yes.
References to movies.
Oh, and it's not even a rep. It's like straight up. Yeah. I want to meet Spencer. That's the lead singer of Ice Nine.
Oh, that's not a band. I want to meet Spencer.
No. But he, I mean,
then he got
just
a boot
incredible.
In the face.
Yeah.
So Harry doesn't remember any of that.
So there's the SiriusXM host. He was there like for the whole week and he's
really?
Kind of introducing.
What's his name?
I don't remember. And I feel awful saying that. But he was like, he would come on the big screens first and be like, hey, do you guys know who this is? And it's him staying next to Metallica or whoever.
Duh.
For Ice Nine. They like show him and he's just like tied to a chair and he's like, guys, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, guys, they have me. And they like pretended to chainsaw him right there. Like they put a bag over his head and stuff.
Nice.
Their show's really good. Like, yeah, it's horror based and it's like grosser, quote unquote. It's a lot. It's just prop, like Halloween props. Mm-hmm. It's not anything crazy. They had Art the Clown. So
I hate Art the Clown.
They
Art the Clown?
But so
Terrifier
actually,
movies.
Yes.
Terrifier
movies. No, you would
have
not
you seen
like
those?
Those.
No, I have
seen,
never.
Yeah,
I've heard enough
about them that I'm like, nah.
And the thing is, I really like the actor that plays Terrifier. Billy Bob Thornton.
Tall, spindly
kind of
man.
No, it's not Billy Bob
it's
Thornton.
Close to that, though. He's really nice. And they, Ice Nine Kills, the band knows him, so sometimes he'll actually come out as Terrifier, like himself, which is kind of cool. Like,
that's kind of cool.
To actually have the collab there.
And he actually murders a couple people just to keep it real.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah.
So throws him into the crowd and the crowd surf.
Oh, God, no. And that was fine. They don't really show. They'll, like, the thing is, they actually messed up a little bit the camera angle because there's this one time they have, you know, they'll have actors come out and they had this one like girl that was like limping out onto the stage. She gets up on a platform and it looks like he like takes her down and starts stabbing her. But they show the camera behind of him stabbing the floor. I'm like, guys,
one job.
You zoomed
He's
in on the
like,
wrong.
Right into the,
you
right
had
into
one
the
job.
Wood, just ding.
Was he dressed as the clown?
No, he was just like, he has like this butcher, like, what is it called? I don't know.
Smock. I don't know.
Pretty much.
Apron,
that he's
whatever.
Wearing. And she's like, it's funny too, the actress is like smiling because you can't see her face at this point. And she's like doing like fake like twitches. I'm like, guys, why did you guys
ruin the magic?
Kind of
ruined the Disney
up.
Magic.
It was funny though.
Yeah, that's Disney not a magic. Disney movie.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Wow. Well, is that the sound you made at the guy when he fell on you?
Get out.
No,
get
I was just saying. No, I couldn't even talk during that.
Get off.
But I did see Set It Off, too.
There you go.
11th
my
time.
My 11th time, yep. I've been listening to them since I was around 11-ish years old. I don't remember exactly,
11
but...
11 and 11.
I know. And I mean, I saw them, and I was right up on Barricade. So right there in the front row.
You gotta explain the lingo to us.
You should be a roadie for them.
That's a lot of money. And right now, my only job is here with you.
Oh, God. Okay, never mind.
You gotta pay me more if you want me to be a roadie. No.
I didn't realize.
I'll record
you
it.
Do have to travel. Don't
I'll
you?
Record it.
You have to go and
we'll
see
make money.
If you're a roadie, they make you pay to be in every show?
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt it.
What's the difference between a roadie and a groupie?
You're sleeping with the band when you're a groupie. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I wasn't going to say it, though.
And
I
a roadie, you're
right.
Carrying equipment, right? So you shouldn't
probably.
Have to pay to get in.
I don't know. One of those things.
No, I'm like, okay.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
I don't know about any of this.
Aren't you like 6 foot two or something?
I am 6 foot two, yeah.
I know. No. but
I'm trying to make Zoe break.
Well,
he's giving her the ick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was determined to get Set It Off to notice me. Crazy
That's a
concept.
Band, Set It Off.
That's my
I've
favorite
heard
band.
Of that. Yeah, that's
my
a band.
Favorite band.
So you
ever.
Were jumping up and down and like no. waving your arms around, or did you pretend to have an injury? Ooh, ooh! No. You pretended to hurt yourself.
That'd be crazy.
And they're like, "Oh my god, look
save
at that lady
me, Prince
over
Charming!
There.
Oh
save me.
My god!
Oh, I've got a boo boo.
No, no, I have fallen.
Oh, god. Set it off has fallen on me.
Set it off.
I mean, that's happened. He's crowd surfed on me. Oh, okay. Cody
has
Carson
he crowd surfed
okay. jumped on me.
Oh, I saw you have that video where he just like he looks towards you and goes leap.
He's jumped on you.
I didn't okay. complain correct. One bit. I
I'm
tell
doing
you
air
what.
Quotes. So.
Yes, we want don't insinuate.
I just insinuated all day long. I'm going to.
I had a set it off jacket that I had like painted.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and so I like took it off and waved it. I had clothes on underneath. I took off
okay,
the jacket
I was gonna say,
and waved it into like up, and he saw it and pointed while nice. Singing, and was like, "I was like, oh my god, Cody, I love you."
What's a song by them that I would know?
Technically, their most popular is "Wolf in Sheep's Clothing."
Mm, I love that song.
No, you oh don't.
No, I don't know.
Liz and I were screaming that in the apartment
yeah,
the other night.
That's
allegedly,
true, they were.
Allegedly,
my apartment.
Did yep. you recognize the song?
Yeah, I know the song.
You, so you
I know
set
it
off. Also?
I know it because of Abby.
It happens.
She introduced me to the band.
So was that your favorite concert? Was that your favorite
band?
I mean,
Set It Off's always going to be. Yeah, I think okay. it was Set It Off and then Ice Nine Kills.
Oh, I
and
love
then...
them. They're great.
All right.
You.
yeah. All right, man.
They reenact horror movies while they
that's
sing.
Crazy.
And the guy's lead singer super hot.
Yeah, he is.
See, I learned something from this yeah. podcast.
Jump
on
that yeah, but you acted like it was your idea and not that
oh,
we
God,
fed
no.
you the information.
No, I'm fake. I'm faking.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I pretend.
I also had a mission while I was there on my yeah. 4 days. Every
you had a
day,
mission?
I did have a mission.
Did you
myself.
Have like? Did you have like a little passport and you got like little stamps from all the different bands?
So not necessarily that, but I had so merch is expensive.
Yes,
and yeah. the only merch that was being put out there was actually from Sonic Temple. Like they had some band merch, but it was very like.
Okay, so it wasn't
not
specific.
Really. I mean, some of it was like for bands, but it wasn't like their best merch. Sonic Temple is who puts it on. Like
that's
the name of the festival.
That's not yeah. a band.
Mm-mm. No. It's the name of the
there
festival.
There is a band named Sonic Temple, but
probably.
That's from like 30 years ago.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
So it's a production company that puts this
it's
on?
It's just like what they call the festival. Okay. Just like the When We Were Young festival, Warped Tour. It's like just like a...
Lollapalooza?
Yeah. It's just like the name of the...
Live Aid?
I don't know what that one is. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
That's from the
80s. Because I'm like you. I say if I don't know
Hands
something.
Across America.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just make it up.
I'm
get your hands
so
off America.
Why wouldn't they... What?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't they want all the bands selling all their merch? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't... I mean, they all had like a little... Like they had like one shirt for most bands. And it was just
it's
not...
because capitalism.
Like Set It Off was not that great. Like, and for me to say that is crazy.
Well, based on what I know about the Village Idiots, that's where we make all of our money is on merch.
Oh!
So, like, if you couldn't do merch, how would we pay for all of the
Shots.
Cherry Cokes?
Yeah. Please buy my merch.
Merch is our Cherry Coke please. Fund.
It is.
I love Cherry Coke.
It keeps Zoe in
it
Cherry
keeps
Coke.
Oh, my God.
It keeps Zoe young.
It keeps
Zoe young.
But she's guys. Shedding
without
all
Without merch purchases... Brie has bad posture.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I slouch a little bit more with every minute that passes that you don't buy.
Abby lost her get it off jacket, so she has to
get
buy another
off
one.
Jacket.
So okay. you have to buy another one. We need money.
Oh boy.
Zoe's got to pay the rent. Come on.
Yeah, I do. Please.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, their merch. So the Sonic Temple merch starts for shirts or any actual apparel besides like pens and stuff.
Pen.
Like shirts start at $40, which is a
wow.
lot.
Yeah, for
that's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah,
for something you've never heard of. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of yeah. I got
dogs.
One. So I got
I
one.
They're
shirt.
Great. Downward Dogs are great.
I always get like the ones with the set lists on them, so you see all the bands that were there. So that's the only like piece of merch that I bought. So my goal otherwise was to find trinkets on the ground.
Oh,
and I found yeah. so many.
Like what?
So I found a little tiny, you know, those tiny ducks that people have been giving out.
Yes,
I found one, but it was like a little like scary looking one. I grabbed it. That was mine. I was given a bracelet on the first day. Someone came up to me and was like, "You're so pretty. Here's a bracelet." I was like, "Thank
God.
You." Someone else gave me a sticker that
to
said,
"Be a
you
woman,
beautiful." Yeah,
just to be handed things.
You've never
be
been given a bracelet because you're
beautiful
pretty?
Woman.
I've never
Greg.
Been given a compliment
Abby
in my entire
woman.
Life ever.
He's always lying.
What? No. I'm just kidding. No. Then the other person was lying too. You are a beautiful woman.
They said emo, ha ha. No, I'm just kidding.
Bark was literally.
Greg, I'll call you a beautiful emo woman if that's what you want.
I do not want that.
I think you do.
Okay.
No, but you can give me a bracelet.
Well, then what is it that you want? Because you're complaining a whole lot.
Oh, I complained once. You just hand somebody just hands you a bracelet.
Oh yeah, people. So it's called like candy
because you're pretty
with a K.
Candy. Okay.
It's like a rave thing for the most part. So people will make...
If it's a rave thing, it has to be at night. It has to be a glow stick.
You would think.
Yeah.
I was given a glow stick at Metallica. But it's just like this concert thing now, I guess, from any festival. So people would make like 40 bracelets and they'd be wearing them. And if they saw someone that they liked their style or something, they would go up and be like, here you go. And just take it off and give it to you. And it was really cool. And people did that for the bands too. Like they'd have bracelets to give to the bands and they'd
That'd
come out
neat.
And do it. It was cute. Yeah. I think that I'd do it next time just because it's fun.
You have to make them ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a little beaded bracelet.
It takes planning. You have to do the work.
Nah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. It was cool. And I actually gave...
Just rubber bands. Give out rubber bands.
You collected a whole bunch of like little trinkets.
Oh, yeah. And that's... So what I'm going to do is I have like... I'm going to put all of my little trinkets in like this big like shadow box thing.
Nice.
As like a commemorative thing for that. So that was really cool. Like most of the people were really cool.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll share one more story because I'm sure that it's... well past whatever.
We're gonna have to cut this up.
I'm sure. So for the last story, the one everybody's been waiting for, I fought someone.
Okay, so I thought the fighting someone was the guy who fell on you.
You
okay,
said you,
were,
you threw hands, yeah. And I thought I that did. Was hyperbole, but it sounds like it's an actuality.
Yeah. So I just...
Did you fight Zoe?
No, I fought... This guy was like 300 pounds probably.
Oh boy.
Big
was he crowd
guy.
Surfing and he no. crowd surfed on you and you punched him?
No, I can't
groin?
Remember. Oh, it was it Bad Omens? I think it was
They're
Bad Omens
great.
I was seeing.
Oh my God.
Duh. You'd like them, though.
I would like them. I like them and Rosemary's Baby. Have you seen them? They're
oh my gosh,
great.
It's a movie.
Okay.
It's a movie.
Rosemary is a great Deftones song.
It is, yeah.
Oh, God. There's this person, like, people, you know, were pushing up and doing what they want because they want to, like, see the stage. I get that. There's this guy trying to push out of the crowd, though, and for whatever reason... Dude is trying to walk out of the crowd with closed fists and just beams me in the face.
Oh,
just straight up punches me.
Are you kidding me?
And doesn't say sorry or anything. And in that moment, I was too tired and I shoved him.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, I literally like, he about like fell and cracked his ass.
Did you do your voice?
Wait, is that? Oh, no.
He's going to have a second crack.
Yeah, he already had one.
There's going to be two cracks that day. And I was like, well, at first when he hit me, I was like, you're not even going to say sorry? Like straight up, and he looks at me. He gives me this look. He goes,
and "Oh my God!"
That's when I squared up. I was like, "I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it."
Right
and
thing.
He hit me first, so I'm
on my last nerve.
I literally
like. Why was he walking around with this
with the
like,
fist?
With
oh,
fists?
Hello.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, but
so you've chosen death.
It was great to know.
To
that
be
I
fair,
could just
he's probably
up.
Fed up too, but face. Not an excuse.
No, it's not.
Right.
No.
He may have been drinking.
I don't care.
He was probably on a couple things, probably.
Well, I mean, that was the night that ICP was there, so yes. Yeah. They did the thing where they throw...
Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. They throw like 80 bottles plus, like the 2-liter bottles of Faygo out onto the crowd. Like they like come out dressed up. All the security guards were like lined up wearing like ponchos because they just start shooting the stuff and they'll shoot like toilet paper and stuff out. Like that's a crazy concert. I witnessed that from the back.
Wow. You said I'm moving.
I don't.
Sticking, I thought you meant they were like throwing like bottles out
no,
for people. I'm like,
they
hey, that's
opened
a good opportunity.
The bottle
and then they're, yes, yeah, so they're just drenching people
out there, and then they just like shake the bottle and throw it
and
like,
then
take
let
off
it.
The,
yeah.
Oh my God, people got beamed there too. Oh yeah, and then Guar was also there, and that's their thing.
I love Guar.
You definitely would not know who that
Guar,
is.
Guar, I love Guar. Guar's awesome. Did like, they wear the outfits? The big outfits.
Wait, actually, you do know who that is?
Yes, I know Guar. I'm not an idiot.
We can't tell.
I know. Acting.
Oh my gosh! No, it's not acting. It's just
acting.
They did have that big outfit.
Did they wear the big outfits? Did the guy have the big like hammer thing?
Yes. Okay, so you do know them. Yeah, they did the thing where they spray the red and the green out onto the crowd. Yeah.
You never know if I know what you're
talking
about.
That was kind of crazy that that's who you
I know.
That
I hate
is
that.
Wild.
I hate
good
that.
Singers.
Yeah, they're not bad.
The deadpan. They were there.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, Bree, for joining us on the show today.
You're never going
to. Oh, stop.
You can't tell.
It's like a threat. It sounds like
tell.
A threat.
He's going
to kill you. The eye contact.
You can't tell if I'm happy or not.
I know.
get it off? Was it get it off?
I was waiting for more.
What a great interviewer.
Thanks. What's your favorite color?
Black.
Did you have fun? Overall?
I did have fun. It was kind of nice fighting people too, because yeah. sometimes when you have enemies, you can imagine it's them, and yes. that's all I have to say about anything.
You yes. let off some steam.
I did.
You
I
let off some steam all over that sweat. Guy that oh. dared to punch you in the face.
We need to euthanize this cat.
Oh my god!
Sounds like it's in pain.
Sorry. Oh my god. Bree's choosing murder.
It okay. sounds like it's suffering.
Well. I was just looking at tickets to a concert, and I was trying to figure out like the whole like
oh,
how does
poison
that...
touring?
Yeah, but not that. Thanks. Wow. Don't spray drink on my couch.
I won't.
You almost
not
did.
This time.
No, it's Collective Soul.
Oh, okay.
Gin Blossoms and somebody else.
I like Collective Soul.
Is she pulling a Greg right now, or is she being real?
No, I'm being real.
Sugar I know, Ray? I know. Was it Sugar Ray? I don't know. Anyway, they're coming to the Rose
okay.
Theater, right?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I want to see those guys. That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. $238
nope, absolutely
for
not.
The tickets. And that, I'm like, no. are you out of your...
No, that's not why a Rose to, concert. No. no.
That's why I'll go mm-hmm. to festivals over actually seeing... Because most of these bands, I couldn't afford to go see them for one night. No. Like, why? Yeah. I just saw it like...
For a three-hour show, $238?
That's stupid.
And I'm like,
set it
no.
off says, like, almost a six-hour show for $25.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and you get a free jacket.
Well, if you get lucky. Well, because all the bands throw out merch, too. So there was shirts being thrown out for free. There was a bunch of
they have a t-shirt cannon.
Picks.
I love it when they do that.
Some of them do. I'm sure Jimmy Boom. Eat World did. I didn't see them this time.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Eat World?
I got scared. She's going to kill
World.
Me.
Sorry. I was just like.
You're like, are no, you no, going to. No, no, is that funny. A. That's the hill you're going to die on? Really? Jimmy Eat World? Really? That's what you're going to say? That's what you're going to say?
Help.
Help me.
Help me, Rhonda.
Do they do that song?
What
that,
do they say? What
that
do
makes
they say?
Me mad. It makes oh, the God. Song makes me mad. It's like
it just takes some time, little girl. You're in the middle of the ride.
That's not Jimmy Eat World.
Everything
is it?
Will be
I don't
all
know.
Right.
Hooba Stank was there.
That's Jimmy Buffett. That's a different.
No, oh my no, God. No, it's not Greg. You're Greg. God.
I'm trying God. To get some side eye from Bree. She just Three, shakes her
mafia.
Head at me. That's 3-6 Mafia.
The Middle by Jimmy. Yeah,
that's Jimmy Eat World. The Middle.
That
yeah.
is one of the Middle. Like by, that is one of those songs where like it comes on and my mood gets worse.
Why is it because like it's overplayed?
Songs? It's overplayed. Yeah. I
rock
didn't
band.
Like it the
Did
first...
you ever sing it in Rock Band?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, oh, God. That was always but, the go-to for yeah. everybody.
I
Who's
just...
the people that do? You got to keep them separated.
What?
What?
That song. That song makes me
Don't
mad.
I don't know what you're talking.
Because the guy can't sing, but it's like just angry, like. Popular song.
Angry noises.
It.
It's just angry
sing
noises.
Sing it for me right now, please.
No, I refuse.
Well, then how are we supposed
please.
To know?
You've got to keep them separated.
I might know that song.
Yes, just and
said
I don't like
the
that.
Name of the...
yes,
another,
exactly.
Wait, what's another song that really makes me mad? I shouldn't be giving you guys these weapons.
I don't
not,
think this
not
is
great.
A real
oh,
thing.
Oh, The Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers.
Yes!
Makes me really
I've been to
song.
The year 3000.
I never liked that
Does
Not much has changed,
the
but they lived underwater.
I yes. hate Do that song.
And my great, great, Stupid great song. Granddaughter is doing fine.
I don't know why that activated.
Jonas yeah. Brothers.
Guys, I heard Taylor yeah. Swift at the concert.
What?
She was there?
Well... So
what do you mean? Well,
I like
so,
Tay Tay. She's
there's
nice.
A band.
Not belong.
There's a
yeah,
band.
Get out.
Called I Prevail. And
oh,
it's a metal
I love
band.
Them.
You do not know.
They do all the Tay Tay songs.
Is she a secret
one.
Metal singer? We just don't know about this.
No, yes. But I Prevail does a cover of Blank Space, and it's the best
oh, okay.
thing I've ever heard
you
of my
that for me, I think.
Okay, now that is
see,
that would
yeah,
be fun.
I feel, yeah, I feel like I would actually like
that.
Yeah. Actually, the lyrics go well with a with that style. Yeah,
they said yeah. Because someone held up a sign that said, please do Blank Space. And he goes, I hate you guys. And he goes, okay. And then starts playing.
I used to know a guy who was a lead singer for a band that does that with the roar, 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 roar. And he... sorry.
That was really good.
I tried to time it exactly when you had a mouthful of soda.
Oh my God, I can't
And
breathe.
He would go do concert, do band, do song. They
do
would
concert.
Play,
Do
you know.
Concert. He go do concert.
He don't go do concert in America. They do concert
oh,
does
no,
you.
I activated it.
In America, concert does you. He would go and sing these okay. things and I'm like, How do you not like ruin your voice?
I don't understand.
I love it.
Because they are able to bounce back, I feel like, real quick too.
Well, yeah, they'll just be like, they'll finish a song.
Like somehow they fake that gravelly sound.
I don't know if you can like build. I wonder if you can like build it like a muscle.
Like a callus. Like a callus.
Yeah, I know how you do it.
It's called frying. And it takes years. It takes absolutely years. You have to actively practice it every day. So
it's damage your vocal cords.
Oh, well, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, it's frying your vocal cords, but yeah.
But it gets them used to it kind
That's why seeing them do that, I'm like, it's incredible. Because I'm like, yeah. I like, maybe not all the bands will be necessarily something I'll listen to in the car. Some of them definitely. But
it
like,
looks uncomfortable when they're making that face.
No, some of them like, when they're making that face.
When they're making that face.
When they're making that face.
I don't want to look at them and make eye contact when they're making that face.
I feel like eye contact is an issue for you.
It's an issue.
We need to talk
Are you autistic, Greg?
Greg, are you autistic? Are you on the autism spectrum?
Greg, are you acoustic? Are you artistic?
I'm acoustic.
Yeah, you are.
Aren't we all?
This we know.
Don't tell me about tables. See, I did it. I did the right
thing. See, I did it. See, I did it.
Guys. Don't ask about tables.
Guys, give me a cookie.
Tables.
Love me. No. Love me.
Affirmation.
Okay, so how was the concert? You enjoyed it and you're happy? Have you been to a concert with a taser in your pocket?
No, I
Is
just have
the
my
hot
fist.
Guy from Bikini
I was about to say these.
That either. Anyways, I'm going to cut this off and end the episode.
I've had
good.
Abby.
That's fair.
I'm glad you had a good time at Sonic Temple, Abby.
Roll credits.
Thank you, everybody.
Baby, I'm your queen. It's a blank space. So it's gonna be forever.
It's gonna be forever.